In other news, Britain finally has a new Prime Minister. Conservative leader David Cameron has taken over the job after Gordon Brown resigned a very short time ago. Mr. Brown stepped down after power-sharing talks with the Liberal Democrats collapsed. The Conservatives will now form government with the Lib Dems. In the Philippines, Senator Benigno Noynoy Aquino has moved closer to victory in the country's presidential election. The early front-runner, Manny Villar, has conceded defeat and congratulated Mr. Aquino, but there's still no word from his closest rival, that's the former president, Joseph Estrada. Fresh footage has been released of attempts to stop oil spewing from the seabed in the Gulf of Mexico. Meanwhile, protests have disrupted the start of an official investigation into the incident. Energy giant BP is facing a multi-million dollar cleanup bill, but US law caps economic damages from such disasters at $75 million. BP and contractors are blaming each other for the massive spill. A cloud of volcanic ash from Iceland has closed airports in North Africa for the first time. Air travel was also disrupted in southern Spain, where seven airports were closed. And Turkey suspended flights over its northwest for 4 hours. Ash drifting towards France is at high altitude and is not expected to affect airports there.